Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
71 and a low of 43. Sunset will happen at 6:54 for this evening, and then sunrise time for this morning around 6:53. Currently, the air is calm. Barometer at 30.0 is steady. Foggy conditions await you as you travel out and about today. Yesterday, it was very comfortable and pleasant. 71 for a high. From there, we drop to 50 at midnight, and right now it is 47 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 6 o'clock. News time from ABC is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, and Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. Good morning, it is 47 degrees.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with motors starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with motors as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal investigators are delving into the history of the man suspected of carrying out a sniper attack on a Dallas ICE facility.
The bullets rained down onto an ICE van transporting undocumented immigrants. Not rapid-fire shots, but according to witnesses,
he would shoot, he would wait 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, he would shoot.
The FBI says Joshua John was targeting ICE agents. In the end, he would kill one detainee and seriously wound two others. No ICE agents were hurt. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Under pressure from the president, the new U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia is moving quickly, ABC News has learned, to bring charges against former FBI Director James Comey. The claim is that Comey lied to Congress, even though prosecutors in that U.S. attorney's office have sent a memo recommending no charges be brought. President Trump wants a full investigation into why the escalator he and the First Lady were on suddenly stopped as he was headed up to give his speech at the U.N. This is ABC News. October 1st, the deadline Congress must reach on funding to avoid a government shutdown. Democrats say they won't move until subsidies for those on Obamacare are restored. Republicans say no to that. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio has more.
With a government shutdown looming, Democrats and Republicans are in a standoff. The White House warning federal agencies that mass firings could be coming, quote, in the event Democrats decide to shut down the government. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer dismissing the threat, writing, quote, Donald Trump has been firing federal workers since day one, not to govern, but to scare. This is nothing new and has nothing to do with funding the government.
Ink up South Korea. The parliament there has just passed a new bill that would allow for the first time people to give tattoos without having a medical license. It's the only country in the world with such a restriction. Tens of thousands of tattoo artists have been working underground in South Korea for decades. The Tattooist Act passed by 195-0 vote. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Autoworks.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
An update on sports is courtesy of the Richland Hospital. Jackson Churio robbed Xander Bogaerts of a three-run home run in the first inning. The Brewers went on to win by a score of 3-1 against the Padres yesterday. With the victory, the Brewers reduced to 1, their magic number over Philadelphia, for clinching the best record in the majors. Philadelphia did win yesterday, 11-1 over Miami. Washington 4, Atlanta 3. Pittsburgh 4-3 over Cincinnati. The Cubs 10, Mets 3. San Francisco 4-3 over St. Louis. Dodgers 5, Arizona 4. In the American League, Tampa Bay 6, Baltimore 2, Cleveland 5-1 over Detroit, Boston 7, Toronto 1, Yankees 8-1 over the White Sox, Texas 4, Minnesota 2, Angels 3, Kansas City 2, and the Athletics 6-0 over Houston. Seattle beat Colorado by a score of 9-2. In other news notes, this week's Ryder Cup is an example of sports from an international score settler. Could a group of pro golfers give Americans a break from news cycles? Could it bring the country together? If so, how will fans react to the two most beloved golfers during a normal week, Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood? They'll be representing the opposition this week, Europe. And they'll be doing that just outside of New York, the Ryder Cup going on this weekend. And it was fitting when Cal Raleigh catapulted the Mariners to their first AL West championship in 24 years. The switch-hitting catcher launched two more home runs to give him a Major League best 60 for the season. That's an update on sports.
Chronic pain can have a lasting impact on your daily life, mental health, ability to get a good night's sleep, and so much more. If you find yourself noticing your pain has been hard to control for extended periods of time, the Richland Hospital and Clinics recommends you speak to your provider about a personalized care plan. Don't wait. Early intervention is key. Help starts here.
For today, the forecast calls for a high of 76, sunshine at times and turning warm. Also tonight, clear and a low of 53. Friday, mostly sunny and continued warmer than normal, a high of 78. Saturday, another beautiful day, lots of sun and a high of 80. And mostly sunny and mild Sunday and 78 degrees. At the WRCO studios, after an early morning reading of 50, we're down from that. It is 47 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Today is Thursday, September 25th.
If I lived an easy life,
Randy Carlyle and Elton John, Who Believes in Angels. Good morning. 11 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Phil Nee with you on a Thursday. Things going and cruising and moving and grooving. And lots of great stuff going on and harvesting the garden. And I'll tell you, it's still summer-like, so that's all right with me. As Tony mentioned last week, maybe some changes coming up toward the end of next week. And I mean, it's inevitable, right? But we're going to see the 80s for several days. And then even the extended forecast that we have that goes all the way to next Thursday. Still talking about temperatures in the mid to upper 70s for daytime highs. I think we need to enjoy it while we can. We have some updates throughout the morning here, regular features along the way. We'll give you another word to text in and be a part of the multi-state contest going on with us this week and next. So we'll give you another word in the 7 o'clock hour right here on WRCO. Country and Community. Here is Diamond Rio.
I don't believe in any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper. Go a little farther, anything to please you, girl.
It's a grind. I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired. I know you get down. I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. 'Cause I'm stuck on you. You're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. Sunsets like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet.
Let that surfside sand and a wind mess up your hair. Let that windshield frame the ocean. Radio keep coast to coastin'. If we don't get where we're going, baby, I don't care. I'm already there. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me.
Sweet Old Dominion and WRCO. Lots of big doings coming up this beautiful weekend, including the Richland Center City Auditorium Block Party on Central Avenue Saturday from 2 until 6, featuring three country bands, including Stone Cold Country, supplying musical entertainment, and food trucks will be on hand so you can purchase food and refreshments. That's all coming up Saturday in front of the Richland Center City Auditorium.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Egg Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Egg. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, SunGlow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Egg Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
Dairy Hardware is your one-stop shop for everything, from basic home repairs to large remodeling projects. You'll find sporting goods, small home appliances, and a wide selection of everyday tools ready to go. They cut keys, thread pipe, repair windows, rent rug shampooers, and offer free paint color matching. Stop in today to check out special sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proudly serving the Spring Green area with true hometown values.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my 4 daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get 4 lines for $90 a month and choose 4 of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
WRCO Studios is proudly powered by the Richland Family Restaurant, where the flavor's local and the music hits just right.
You say I'll never change, just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? Turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? See yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking.
On Country and Community, WRCO Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Phil Nee with you. We'll check news in just a little bit.
I wanna live like a wildflower, find my place in the golden sun, sitting on the banks of the Okeechobee, watching that river run. Where's that girl who ran barefoot, chasing the wind and the butterflies, telling her secrets to the calico? That cat never heard no lies. Grandma's apron full of blackberries, saying get your bucket and a come on try. Wash your hands, it's time for supper. Clean your face, but don't touch that smile. Kiss on the cheek and off to bed. The night light's on and the Bible's read. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. Spirit free.
sitting on the banks of the Okeechobee, watching that river run.
Lisa Brockup on WRCO Radio and Wildflower. Coming up here from WRCO Radio, news, weather, and sports on a Thursday morning, September 25th. That reminds me, I got a few things I need to get done before the end of the month. And October, less than a week away. Hard to believe.
Experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist's difference. Expert repairs, exceptional service, and free loaners to keep you moving. Our reputation for quality and reliability is second to none, and our skilled technicians treat every car with care. Don't let car trouble slow you down. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today, where trust and excellence meet the road. Come in on Elm Street in Boscobel and drive away with confidence. Otherwise, give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Today's news update is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast calls for a high of 76 today, and tonight 53. We start out the day with a cooler than this week temperature. It's set right now at 46, the overnight low.
At Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we know home isn't built in a day, it's built in the little moments, movie nights, family dinners, and mornings at the cabin. That's why we're more than just a furniture store. We're your hometown partners for every room, every home, every season of life. From durable everyday pieces to stylish designs for your getaway, you'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where small town trust meets big city style. Visit us today in downtown Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. Motorists in Richland Center being advised that today there is a street closure in Richland Center from now until 4 p.m. today. East Kinder Street from South Ira to East Street and South Larson Street from East Hazeltine to East Burton will be closed to traffic due to a home placement by crane. Additionally, there will be no parking allowed on West Kinder, East Kinder, and South Larson Streets in the posted sections. Please plan ahead, move your vehicles, and follow posted detours. The Richland Center Common Council has been discussing a development on Story Field. As previously discussed during the standing room only meeting on Tuesday, September 2nd, the council currently has a developer who has signed a pre-development agreement with the city for the development of an 8-duplex, zero-step housing project on Story Field, which is currently owned by the city. To incentivize the much-needed housing issue, the city is being asked to sell the land for a dollar, recognizing the substantial private investment and infrastructure responsibilities the developer will undertake. Attorney Wendell has reviewed the proposed sale price of $1 and has indicated it is valid under Wisconsin's public purpose doctrine. In return, the developer agrees to construct all required public infrastructure, complete the project within 24 months of land transfer, meet all applicable design and permitting standards, and deliver zero-step accessible housing. Story Field was taken by the city with the idea of possible future development. To date, the city has invested approximately $40,000 in legal fees, conceptual engineering, utility preparation, and staff hours toward the project. The infrastructure for the development is estimated to cost the developer between $800,000 and $1 million. The estimated fair market value of the development is between $4 and $6 million. The project is estimated to generate approximately $100,000 in new property taxes annually, with about one-third of the revenue allocated to the city, one-third to the county, and one-third to the school. Per ordinance, the Common Council may, at its discretion, require a portion of the land to be designated for public use. After much discussion and input from residents at the September 2nd meeting and additional questions from council members, the council voted to table a decision until its next meeting. Knowing that it was a major decision and an important matter for many residents, the council held a special meeting last night for the sole purpose of making a decision on the Story Field project, which was again a standing room only crowd. The Richland Center Common Council again listened to residents' concerns. 13 people spoke, with 8 against the development and 5 in favor. Alderperson Rachel Schultz then amended the motion for the city to maintain ownership of the green space, retention pond, and booster station, with them becoming part of the Parks Department, and to keep its name within the Story family. Alderperson Steve Downs then seconded the amendment. The green space would be approximately 1.5 acres, which would keep the sledding hill open for public use. The amendment then failed on a 6-2 vote, with Ron Fruit, Karen Tepley, Tom McCarthy, Melanie Walters, Doug Martinick, and Ryan Cairns all voting against, with Rachel Schultz and Steve Downs voting in favor. Following the vote on the amendment, the council then passed the original pre-development agreement unanimously. The council did take one additional action and elected Brian Jones to serve on the Utility Commission. Richland Center City Utilities Water Department continues to flush water mains this week, beginning each morning at 7:30. Today's flushing includes Court to 3rd Street, Congress to Cedar Street, and Schmidt Street on the east end. Tomorrow includes Seminary to Kinder Streets east of the Pine River, Congress to Hazeltine Court area on the east end, including Ithaca Road. Flushing will continue through October 3rd. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor clothes washing. Storms or other unexpected circumstances could extend or postpone flushing times or days. At the Capitol Assembly, Republican lawmakers hope to alleviate the Wisconsin's affordable housing shortage. During a Tuesday press conference, State Representative Robert Brooks of Saukville, referencing homes built a generation ago, built on smaller lots and between 1,500 and 1,200 square feet. Wisconsin Realtors Association President and CEO Tom Larson said, "The average home price in Wisconsin is now about $340,000, and the average age of a first-time home buyer is 38. He said Wisconsin's affordability is worse than in Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan, and Iowa. Assembly Republicans are proposing a package of legislation. As always, anything approved there also needs to pass the state Senate before going to the governor. A new Universities of Wisconsin system policy hopes to make transferring easier. The proposed Board of Regents policy would ensure that all core general education courses can transfer between each of the 13 UW schools. Core general education requirements would range from 30 to 36 credit hours in 10 to 12 courses across six different categories. A UW system press release says establishing these core courses would strengthen existing transfer pathways and reduce the time for students to earn a degree. The policy will be reviewed by the Board of Regents this fall, and if approved, would go into effect for students enrolling in the fall of 2026. The Avoca Fire and EMS will host a festival this Saturday beginning at 11 at Avoca Lakeside Park. Melissa Salis is the Assistant Chief for the Avoca EMS and Safety Officer for the Avoca Fire Department.
This is our third annual event, and we really just wanted to get something back in the community, bring people together, do some family event, and then also, you know, we're really trying to raise money this year for something that our department we feel is a necessity, is a new UTV vehicle that we can, you know, go out in the woods and get patients out of the woods. We can, you know, put brush fires out and stuff. So this is something that, you know, the surrounding areas have, and we would like to get that purchased for our departments as well.
There will be something for the whole family this weekend, including live music, a vendor market, bags tournament, kids club activities, and a dart tournament, and a UTV poker run from 11 until 5. For more information, check out avocaems.com. And a Texas-based convenience store chain has the go-ahead to build its first Wisconsin location. The city of Oak Creek has given approval for Buc-ee's to build a massive gas station and convenience store along I-94 near Milwaukee. The site is approved for an over 73,000-square-foot facility with numerous pumps and a large retail space. Buc-ee's is hoping to open the location by 2027. A similar plan to build a Buc-ee's in the Madison suburb of DeForest is still in the works and is currently delayed.
Dealing with an unexpected home repair? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here for you. We offer urgent repair assistance to help keep your home safe, secure, and livable. Whether it's a leaky roof, a failing furnace, or an energy efficiency upgrade that just can't wait, call 608-647-4949 today to see how we can help in your time of need.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 76, sunshine at times, and northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight and a low of 53, and tomorrow's high, 78 degrees. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 71. After the midnight reading of 50, we have dipped to the current mark. It is 46.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Billable hours. Sure seems like with billable hours, everything takes too long, costs too much, and no one has any idea what it's going to cost. That's why we charge simple, flat fee rates for our estate planning, real estate, and probate services. After we meet and talk, you'll get a flat fee price for the services you choose. I hate billable hours, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good, honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Good news for the Brewers. They have a one game to go to have the best record in Major League Baseball after last night's win. We'll have details in a moment.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The high school schedule for tonight, it's Richland Center at Prairie du Chien in soccer and Platteville at River Valley. During River Valley Homecoming Week, the Blackhawks are hosting Platteville in volleyball as well. JV will get underway at 4:45, a special ceremony in between games, and they'll also have the varsity action beginning around 6:15 with homecoming activities later tonight following the match at River Valley Schools. Also, Richland Center will be at Prairie du Chien and Lancaster at Dodgeville in volleyball from the Swall. Riverdale will be at Darlington. In the Ridge and Valley, Wazika Steuben is at Ithaca tonight. Weston at North Crawford, DeSoto at Kickapoo, and Seneca at Lafarge. Riverdale Cross Country team runs at Prairie du Chien's meet today. The Brewers' magic number is down to 1 for having the best record in the National League. Wednesday afternoon's 3-1 win at San Diego was the team's 96th victory of the season, matching a franchise record. If Milwaukee posts the best record in the NL, it would have home field advantage in the postseason. Jackson Chirio took away a Padres homer in the first inning and scored the winning run in the seventh. Aaron Ashby earned the win in relief, and there were some big clutch hits, including Danny Jansen home run in the ninth inning. Here he is, courtesy of FanDuel Sports of Wisconsin.
I was just trying to be on time with the fastball. I felt like throughout the whole day today, I was putting some pretty good swings on, so just feeling more confident at the dish, and then tried to be on time with the fastball and got a slider kind of inner half maybe, and put a good swing on it.
Yesterday, Bryce Tarang singled in Churio with a go-ahead run with two outs in the seventh, and then Danny Jansen solo home run in the ninth gave them some insurance. The Brewers are off today before beginning the final season series, regular season series, with Cincinnati. Quinn Priester, originally scheduled to start yesterday, will pitch on Friday night. In other baseball news from yesterday, Philadelphia 11-1 over Miami. The Cubs beat the Mets by a score of 10-3. And the Twins lost to Texas 4-2. Cal Raleigh has become the seventh player in Major League history to hit 60 home runs in a season, launching two shots for the Seattle Mariners against the Rockies. Batting left-handed in the first inning, the switch-hitting catcher connected off Tanner Gordon and sent a drive to right field that reached the top deck at T-Mobile Park for his 59th. Then in the eighth, batting left-handed again, he hit number 60, most in the majors this year. The Packers had 300 straight games when leading by 10 or more points until Sunday. The 13-10 loss at Cleveland snapped that streak. Back in 1967, Green Bay led the Baltimore Colts by 10. With less than a minute to play, Johnny Unitas threw two touchdown passes wrapped around an onside kick to win that game nearly 58 years ago by an identical 13-10 score. The Packers went on to win the so-called game, national championship, the Super Bowl at the end of that season, though. And former Badger football coach and athletic director Barry Alvarez has some strong words for fans shouting "Fire Fickell." Alvarez calls it embarrassing and terrible, saying the Wisconsin fans are spoil rotten. The veteran football leader says the people yelling for the coach to be fired are not loyal and aren't fans. The incident happened during the 27-10 loss to the Maryland Terrapins last Saturday. And I'm Phil Nee with sports. What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
100.9 WRCO.
That big muddy river, honey, do you remember? He let the screen door slam when you stepped off the front porch.
hear your mama calling, don't be late. I'd hear your daddy holler, son, she's my only daughter. You'd stick your nose in the honeysuckle down by the gate.
It's all part of a little bitty scheme.
It's all right to be a little bitty,
a little hometown or a big old city.
Might as well share, might as well smile.
Life goes on for a little bitty while.
It's all right to be a little bitty,
a little hometown or a big old city.
Might as well share, might as well smile.
Life goes on for a little bitty while.
It's all right to be a little bitty. No problem there. Just as long as you're not just an old bitty. Right. Yeah, just be careful. Anyway, 46 degrees here at WRCO Radio today. A Virginia lottery winner is giving away the cash prize to charity, which is pretty amazing. Carrie Edwards of Virginia, winning $150,000 in Powerball, plans to give it away to local charities. There you go. Happy story. And it's easy to say, well, that's what I would do too. But, you know, especially if it was a big, that's a big one, but there are certainly a lot bigger ones than that, where you could do a lot of good for your community, is, you know, and then you wouldn't have people knocking at your wanting money. Just give it all away. There. Hey, no, I don't have it anymore. I gave it away, right? Yeah, I gave some to my good friend Phil Nee. Yeah, well, you know, whatever, wherever you give it. But it's a good charity. 76 degrees here at WRCO is going to be the daytime high. 53 tonight. Friday, 78. Saturday, 80. And 78 by Sunday as well. It's a cooler start than we have been used to recently. We're at 46 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hello everyone, this is Brian from Walsh's. Red Hot Deals are happening now at Ace Hardware, but only through September 30th. Keep your backyard lively with Ace Bird Suet, 11 ounces, just $1.29 each, or stock up on KT Songbird and Wild Bird Food. Buy one, get one free. And don't forget to grab your RV and marine antifreeze, 2 for $6.50, to protect your equipment this season. Ace Hardware, red hot deals for your home and backyard, but hurry, they end September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Right on the banks of the Wisconsin River, there is a spot where friends gather, families celebrate, and the food always hits the spot. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill, S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open daily at 11 a.m. through mid-November, then 6 days a week all winter long. Every Friday, enjoy their year-round fish fry and $3 old fashions. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill, your place on the river.
Get ready to sparkle at this year's Wine and Cider Walk with trivia, suits and sequins, Friday, September 26. Tickets are just $35 and are on sale now. Buy yours online at rcchamber.org or stop by these convenient locations. Community First Bank, Advanced Pump and Well, J.J. Walsh Jeweler, Creative Layers, and Christie's Sunnyside. Don't miss an evening of wine, cider, trivia, fun, and fabulous style. Grab your suits and sequins Wine and Cider Walk with trivia tickets today.
Ready for a better sleep experience? Wirtz Floor & Home is giving you up to 50% off select mattresses for a limited time. From plush to firm and everything in between, we've got the perfect fit for your best night's sleep. Don't wait. These savings won't last long. Visit Wirtz Floor & Home, conveniently located right off Highway 14 in Spring Green, and serving all customers across the area. Wirtz Floor & Home. Quality you trust. Comfort you deserve.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
I will give you the word that you can text in and be a part of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. We'll do that just after 7 today. As we move on toward a news update from ABC, we'll take you through Mississippi.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. One day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk.
Well, what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls, and Harv leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!"
Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit and blooms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew where sat Sister Bertha, better than you, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. You should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life, and then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!"
Well, 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!"
Hallelujah.
The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula.
Let that be a lesson. Never take a squirrel into church. That's right. Anyway, right now, WRCO, a foggy 46 degrees. Just when a few minutes ago I was going to say, "Oh, it looks like the fog is lifting." It has settled back in, and it is loud and proud today, so it's going to take a while for it to clear on out. I'm kind of surprised there aren't any fog advisories this morning, because it certainly is wise to advise you that take a little extra time and get there safely today. You get those lights on. Remember to turn them off when you get there. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong. If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional 4-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at 4-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal investigators are delving into the history of the man suspected of carrying out a sniper attack on a Dallas ICE facility.
The bullets rained down onto an ICE van transporting